You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time. Matt Jones here, and I'm delighted to be joined by a good friend of mine from Tranmere, Sean Garner. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you.
Great to have you on. And you've been a busy man over the last year because we've spoke to you before about Tranmere's work in China, and you're due to go back out there in the new year.
Yeah, I'm hopeful to go back out possibly the 6th or 7th of January, clock up a few more air miles, which in the last year I've clocked up quite a few.
Tell us about the work that you've been doing out there then.
So basically, you know, in terms of my job's to sell the brand of Tranmere Rovers out in Mongolia. We've got a partnership with a company called Little London. Predominantly, they're an education-based company, but they're sort of exploring the fields of moving into football. So we've got in partnership with them, also working with the Inner Mongolia government. So it's promising. And in terms of talent, I think there's potential talent out there, but I think there's a few more years of hard work before we see anything sort of touch anywhere near sort of our first team.
How enjoyable is it going out there and seeing all these kids wearing Tranmere kit or whatever they've got on?
It's funny because the majority, it's the coaches more to see with Tranmere tops, because with them being over here and doing sort of the international award. But it is, it's funny, you're talking, the kids are so respectful and so well-mannered and they just want to improve. But it's hard going because some of them haven't kicked the ball, so you're actually starting from the basics. And it sort of tests you as a coach as well, having worked with professionals for, you know, the majority of my career, and all of a sudden now you're working with children who've never ever kicked the ball.
I was going to ask what the ability is like. What is the high-end ability like then?
You know, if you compare sort of our academy, and you'd call our academy elite players, as you would Liverpool's, Everton's, you know, and Wrexham's academy, probably similar to what I'd say without maybe our grassroots, probably not as technically as good as our players. But like I say, they're willing to learn. They've got a great work ethic, and I think, you know, it's unfortunate at the moment it's not the priority in China. I know the government's looking to push the game. But at the moment, we're working hard to establish football in China.
Are you seeing a progression every time you go out there?
Yes. What I have seen, probably, I've seen the coaches, in terms of progression, it's the coaches who are developing. I think they're buying into our understanding and how important it is to be able to sort of walk before you run. And to me, it's stripping it down and giving the coaches some information, some sessions, some help in terms of structuring their sessions, which hopefully will improve the players.
Absolutely. And it's the coaches that you're focused on very heavily as well. We've just seen a cohort over here. I believe they left yesterday or this morning.
Yeah, so we've just had 25 Chinese coaches, mainly from the Inner Mongolia area. They've just finished having spent, 14 days over here. So it was good. 7 of those days was the FA International Award, which we housed at Solar Campus, our training ground. So it's been good. So what we're doing, we're trying to install a better coach, therefore to go back and install a better player.
And I guess it must be fulfilling for you to be working with these and seeing their progression.
It is. It's good because I've been lucky enough to, I've been to Ho Hot, which is in Mongolia. I've also been to Hainan, which was last December, and just recently, last month, I returned from Hainan. And what that is, it's a winter training camp. And the, you know, to ship 400, between 400 and 500 boys and girls down to Hainan. But you do, it's good to work with them. It is hard, you do have to adapt, and I do miss the family. But, you know, I'd say you're never too far away, put it that way.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones and Sean Garner in the studio as well to talk about the work that Tranmere are doing over in China. When the coaches are over here, then what kind of things are they doing?
So they'll do sort of the four corner modules, which is the FA. They'll also have a look at how we structure our training in terms of the academy, futsal, the first team. How we'll look at match analysis. So we give them a big insight to what Tranmere Rovers is, and to how we use our brand out in China. We also, you know, they've done the Anfield visit, which was good. They've been to Cheshire Oaks and spent a few quid in there. They've been to Liverpool One and spent a few quid. So they enjoy it. They enjoy our culture, and they like to get around. It's completely different from where they live, probably less stressful. but they're good. They're predominantly over here for the football and to improve their education of football. So they come here with, you know, and that's, they work extremely hard while they're over there.
Yeah, I saw them at the Tranmere Torquay game a couple of weeks ago, which Tranmere won 3-0, and they were thoroughly enjoying themselves and cheering when the goals went in that one.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was a good game. It was a great game because we won. Which, you know, a couple of times this season we haven't always won at home, so it was good. The lads played well, and like I said, they were quite happy. They went away with a smile on their face. Now, and also, you know, we are a good club, and it gave them a good impression of what we are at Tranmere Rovers. You know, we try and make out that we are more than just a football club.
What's life like out in China for you then when you're over there? It must be very different to life in Birkenhead.
Yeah, massively different. In Ho Hot's. Like a London, it's absolutely manic. There's, you know, you can't cross the road because of the number of cars, and it's very much a city. Hainan, completely different. That's a soccer camp that's up in the mountains. So, you know, in terms of it's slow, there's one pace to it. Lovely, 30 degrees when I was out there last month. But it's quite lonely out there as well. So you weigh everything up. One has its, you know, pluses and minuses, but the whole experience is great.
Has it improved you as a someone working within football, do you think?
I do, yeah, because in terms of the standard of the player has dropped, but that's tested me as a coach. Sometimes it's easy putting, let's say, a passion drill on, and you're working with elite players or professional players, and they'll just carry the passion drill out for you. With the China, you literally do have to strip it all down and start from the basics, and that does test you.
I guess the question that a lot of Tranmere fans have asked as well is what is in it for Tranmere at the end of the day?
We're looking at it's a lifeline for Tranmere Rovers. As everyone knows, the chairman wants to make Tranmere Rovers financially sustainable, and working with the Chinese offers a chance of further investments into the club, also building up links between the Mongolian Tranmere, which therefore we can earn money out in Ho Hot. So long term, it could be quite healthy to the club, and that's something that Mark's working extremely hard to put right.
And it'd be wonderful for the club to break into that market, maybe see a few players come over here 5-6 years down the line as well.
Yeah, I think that's always a pathway. And as you know, at Tranmere, we're always looking to improve things in terms of players. And so you'd never say never in that, you know, 5-10 years down the line, hopefully with, you know, that our links grow stronger with the Chinese, and it leads to, like I say, to investments and gives us that cash injective that'll help us sort of move into the Football League.
Sean, pleasure to have you in. Enjoy your trip back over to China in the new year, and you're going to catch a few matches now you're back as well?
Yeah, I'm going to take a few in. I've got Christmas here, which is good, so I'll see Dave Chandler with the filed game, and I'll get to see the guys' league game. So it'll be good. One or two games, hopefully a couple of wins for us.
Yeah, hopefully start moving up that table a bit more as well. Sean Garnett, pleasure to have you in. We'll catch up with you in the new year once you are back.
Thank you. Thanks, Matt.